And welcome back to the M Zone. Old school rollout, baby. That's the old school. That's what John and I used to do. We used to roll it out on Sundays like that. John, you bacon. You know?
Bow wow wow EPA. You saw me bow wow EPA.
Saw me do my little seat dance, you know?
We need to seriously get you a sedative.
Jamie Morris, Matt Leach, Jimmy King, and Isaiah Hole sitting next to me. I'm sorry, Veronica. Sass is here, too. She's up in here producing Sass. The show. Appreciate that. Appreciate you coming in and being a part of this.
Yeah, I love to be a part of
Jordan
the show.
Face.
I can be. Oh, shut up, miss.
See?
Man, I got to get rid of that drop.
We are here live at Regents Field, 204 South Main Street, doing our thing. Getting ready for this basketball game, where Michigan is playing Rutgers. Rutgers is undefeated at home, 17-0. Jimmy King has said a blowout.
It's a blowout.
I never thought I would say big games against Rutgers.
I know,
but we've had two
against
of them
the
this
Rutgers,
year.
How about that?
Big games are coming. The next six are big games. Yep. I mean, if you look at the rest of this schedule, yeah.
Trying to stick our
big
claim.
Schedules. Exactly.
NCAA tournament seed without the Big Ten tournament having to, you know, have a good showing in there. Get up to, you know, what they say, the magic number is 20.
Mm-hmm.
20 victories,
yeah.
20 wins.
20 wins, go 500 in the Big Ten, get to go at least 10-10, which I think if we did, it would put us at 19
yeah.
wins.
Mm-hmm.
That and one win in the Big Ten. But the way that the Big Ten's viewed this year, I think if we go 500 in the Big Ten, that we should be pretty much a lock. But again, like I said, it seems like Jimmy and I share that same confidence. We could win these last six games. We could get ourselves into a top four or five seed in the Big Ten tournament. And then if you do well in that, you could earn yourself up to maybe as high as three or four seed once the big dance comes.
Absolutely.
So we still have so much in front of us here. Some great opportunities. Wisconsin beat Purdue again last night. We've got them coming up at home. Maryland is the big one. I mean, if we win that, Jamie, if we win all six and we win that Maryland game, there will be a lot of people talking very highly about this Michigan team
into
the Big Ten tournament and the big dance
They'll
itself.
They'll be saying this is the team you don't want to face.
They're starting to say that already. Andy Katz had his power rankings this last week, and he moved Michigan up to 15, and he said Michigan is looking like they did early in the season with Isaiah Livers back.
Mm-hmm.
If this continues, this is exactly the team that you do not want to see coming.
Well, I think it was you, Isaiah, last week when we had you on the show. You said right now Michigan was projected as an 8 or a 9 seed out in the West with Gonzaga as the 1 seed. So if Gonzaga wins, Michigan wins that first round game, you're telling me Gonzaga wants to see us in the second round?
No,
no
not
way.
At all.
No way.
It'll be a tough one.
Oh, you love
it'll be a tough
you just
one.
Love that we're talking about your Gonzaga Bulldogs
Look, they're a team that's just
favorite team.
They're a team. No.
Jamie's favorite team.
Gonzaga,
it's a 10-year love
Few
affair.
Mark Few is a great coach. They
Nobody
got a great
else.
Program.
He's
they
great.
Built it up for a long
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
You know, that's like if Mark Few came knocking at my door to recruit my kid, I would send my kid out there for sure.
Well, there you go. See? It's America's team.
They're a great program. But again, Jamie, as good as they've been all season, we're the one team that's beat them, and we didn't just beat them. We took it to them down in that championship game in the Bahamas. We were riding high off the North Carolina win, and we beat the snot out of them.
No, agree. Totally agree. But watch out. Watch out.
Oh, listen.
Don't sleep on San Diego. Everybody, they could be the West. They could be the West number one.
Shout out
to San Diego State. Brian Dutcher, my former assistant coach. I gave him a shout actually about a month ago when they were at that time maybe 8 or 9 and 0. Gave him a shout out, so I'm gonna have to reach back out to him again because he's keeping it rolling. But
so this team's getting really disrespected,
good.
Though. I mean, no one's giving them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're really not. Baylor's number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not seeing that. I mean,
but
this
see,
is an undefeated team.
When you're a mid-major, when you're considered a mid-major, that's the respect that you get. So, you know, all he has to do is keep his guys ready and performing at a high level and really keep them hungry. You know, I'll show them the clippings every week and say, hey, this is as good as you guys are and as great as you guys are playing, you still haven't proven anything because they don't think that you're the best. And I would dangle that in front of them as a carrot for the rest of the season and see how far they could go with it.
I'll tell you, I watched so much basketball yesterday. Dayton and VCU.
Look at you.
Dayton?
Yeah, Dayton.
Dayton is balling.
The guard. Yes. I can't think of his name
Tippett.
Off the top.
Tippett.
I like him.
Come on.
I saw him. Yeah, Tippett. That's right. Like Scottie Tippett.
What season Scottie is Tippett. It? It's basketball season. I told you I'd be ready.
Yes. And that guy, that kid that can happened? Play. You right, J-Mo. That
he
kid
played.
Got game out there.
Yes, he plays.
Well, there's a reason they're the number five team in the country. And it's not just this year that they've done it. It's been the past 3 to 4 years. But also that's, you know, four... you know, a mid-American, you know, a non-major conference
right.
team.
Right, no. Power five, something like
to
that.
To do it, to get the respect eventually, they've got to do it consistently for years. Again, San Diego State, the reason why they're number four right now, you can argue that they should be higher, but the reason they're that high is because they've been doing it for years under Fisher, and now it's continued under Dutcher. Dayton, they have been a great program.
They've done it year in, year out. Yeah.
And then they had the good year probably 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think it was with Archie Miller as the coach, which then got him the Indiana job.
Right.
But he did, you know, he had the good tournament appearance that gets them on the national stage, and then they've continued to do it ever since then. So
they were in Indianapolis when Michigan was down there.
Yep.
There was a line out the door for Dayton fans waiting to get in.
Yeah. That's another team. Hey, you do not want to play them come tournament time. They are good. That they've got a marquee player, but yeah, they've done an incredible job this year, and that's a team that I think anybody would be scared to play come tournament time.
No, there's some teams out there that you don't hear a lot about, but then all of a sudden you go look at their records and different things. That's the Dayton. Wow.
You do not want to play them.
No, you do not want to play them.
I saw them early. I think it was the first game of the year, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, you know how it is. When you're looking at different teams, looking at players, you'd be like, you know what, this guy isn't in basketball shape yet. Or it's early in the season. They haven't caught their rhythm yet. It didn't matter. Tippin looked great when I saw him. Mm-hmm. I only seen him play in 2 or 3 games. But from what I've seen, his ability will be able to translate to the next level for sure.
I watched a lot of basketball last night. There was nothing on TV. I'm just saying.
It's that time of year.
It was basketball galore. I turned the TV on and started switching.
You could have watched the Star Wars on Disney Plus.
They're running them on TNT. I mean, I'm catching them all. I'm getting it all.
We've got this great Big Ten basketball. We have so many great Big Ten games.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk about
Star Wars.
No.
Star
Wars. Yes.
Yeah,
I didn't
Star
bring
Wars
up Star Wars. He brought
though.
Up Star Wars.
I'm a Star Wars nut, though. So that
oh,
to me, that's top.
See,
is. We
there you go. You got three.
Day.
There you go. Mm-hmm. See?
Just surrounded by him, Sass.
And
what
you know
am I supposed to do?
You know what's even crazy, though? I haven't even
Star
seen
Wars
the new
fan.
One. I haven't seen the new Star Wars.
You haven't
though.
Seen the new
I haven't
one?
Seen it.
Oh, dude.
I know.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Oh,
you want to see it.
I'm going tonight.
It's off the chain.
Or tomorrow.
Spend yourself some time. Some time.
You don't want to all make.
I'm going tonight after we win. After we had this blowout tonight, I'm going to treat myself to Star Wars.
I don't
yell
see
through
the
it,
blowout.
You gotta,
I don't see the blowout. I'm
not,
sorry.
You don't see it?
I don't see the blowout.
Good. That's why it's going to be much sweeter
okay,
when
it
right. happens.
I can see it. I can totally see it the way Michigan's been playing. And if Isaiah Livers is... I say at least like 75-80%. I think that they very well would.
80% I'll give you. If he's 75 lower than 75, they don't win this game.
I mean, I think just 76. Even having him out there, I think would you know, if he's able to go out there and just give something, it gives Rutgers an extra element of something that they have to worry about.
Remember the human psyche. If you got somebody out there, you got a large crowd that's cheering against you, jeering you, giving you not that positive feel. The body, the tending of the athlete does not, you know, there's some athletes that just can't react to that.
Well,
some athletes can take it and say, feed off of that.
I'm sure that Rutgers two fans, Jeff and Steve, will be really hostile. But, you know.
See, that's the olden days. I'm glad you brought that up. This one's going to be packed, and they're waiting. Like, and Matt keeps pointing out, they've never beat Michigan. This is the time. The time is now. You're in Iraq. Get it?
Well, you know, now that it's going to be at max capacity of six people, it's going to be crazy.
I like that. I like that.
I get a few in every now and then.
Thanks.
But that's all right.
Let's get you a sedative.
Jamie, it's, again, this is a team that's confident, that's playing the right way, where I really think that they believe they can play anywhere right now. And if they do what they are supposed to do, we can beat anyone. Doesn't matter. And in particular, I don't think this Rutgers team matches up very well against us.
No, they don't. They're a big lumbering team.
With their strength being inside, I can't remember the guy. I think it's Garrett, their other big guy besides Shaq Thompson. Shoots 30% from the free throw line. Hack a Shaq, that guy. Every time he touches the ball, absolutely. Absolutely. People used to do it to us when we were struggling from the free throw line last year.
They look for Xavier, trying to slap him every time.
Put Castleton in.
Oh, yeah.
Let them use up those fouls.
That's what they're there for. Can't take them home with you. So, no, again, I think we match up very well against this team on top of the fact that we're really just hitting our strides. So, if I had to pick one blowout or not, I think we're walking out of there 10-plus win.
Okay.
And then there's you not being a believer, just not believing in this team's ability to.
You don't like Juwan?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you and Juwan?
Love Juwan. Yeah. Love you. You know, Jimmy, how I feel.
Let Juwan know what he's been saying about
you. Don't like Isaiah Livers.
Love Isaiah Livers when he's healthy. Love him
when he's not healthy.
85% healthy. I like that. Don't use Isaiah Livers just to win this game. You got a whole. Five other games to play.
Correct.
Okay, so.
Absolutely.
You're suggesting pacing. A little load management? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, we sat here and said.
Because he is injured.
Yes.
Because he is injured. Right. However, again, they're young enough where, I mean, and I'm not saying like he should just magically be healed, but I believe that at this point, in my opinion, just seeing what I've seen, putting the pressure on his ankle, the way that he's moving, flowing up and down the court, in transition, running, jumping, dunking, blocking shots, making extra efforts, diving on the floor. So if he could do all of that, he's good. He's good.
Yeah, I believe
he could push through his injuries tonight.
Yeah, well, I hope nothing but the best for Michigan basketball. I'm just not going to look at it as a blowout.
And you know what? I'm saying a blowout, but I don't care. They could win the last second shot, a free throw, a lucky shot. I don't care.
I'm picking Michigan to win, of course. I think they're going to win. I just know it's going to be a little tighter than what a lot of us think. Just a little tighter than a lot of us think.
Respect that home court advantage got a little something to do with
it. Got a little bit.
I think the guys that have weathered that already.
We've had some problems at the rack, a few in the years, but we've won the game. That's what I'm saying.
Again, we're going to have a very pro Michigan. Don't forget, all those Michigan fans that were up there at the Garden,
they don't like going
to New Jersey.
Oh, they've already gotten their tickets. I spoke to some fans today. Okay. They're already there.
Okay. Good. All right. Let's see.
You don't like going to Jersey unless you have to.
Wow.
But when the boys in blue are playing, hey, I lived in New York for 6 years. That's how they view it. You don't go to Jersey unless you have to. But when the boys in blue are playing, of course people are going to make the trip out there. So we will have a Michigan crowd there tonight. I think even more so than in the Garden, because I think some of those Rutgers fans are a little less enthusiastic after they lost that game. So, again, I'm feeling good about tonight. I think if we continue to play at this high level, we will win every game left on our schedule.
Illinois may be the team to beat in the Big Ten. A Big Ten tournament, I'm talking about.
And we should have beat them last time when we played them at home. Should have beat them both times when we played them. So, again, this is...
Well, he knocked out the referee. Big fella knocked out the referee. at their place, big fella
It's all right. We got some big fellas, too. We can knock out some referees. Teske, take Austin Davis. You're throwing that weight around. You can go ahead and do it a little bit more.
Yeah, just don't put the brakes on as hard. That's all. Just run right through your layup. That's what we call run through your layup. You can wipe
and
out.
Speaking of John Teske, he may not be, you know, as finishing his shots and everything, but he gets a dunk or two every game.
Oh, Jamie, you want to talk about a dunk is only worth 2 points. How much was that alley-oop worth in that Michigan State game when he reached all the way back? He had been struggling all game. It was like a
– You only had like
the
4 points
went
that game.
Lights went
on. But for him, that was a great dunk for him and for the team. It
brought
left it, as Izzo
brought
said,
all that energy.
As
to
Izzo said,
energy
his team. Momentum. As Izzo said, his team was tired.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know what you're talking about. He
emotionally,
didn't.
That makes you even more tired when they're running and banging on your head. No,
Jimmy,
I'm just saying. But that's
Jimmy
why
knows.
The two. That's why a dunk is emotionally like 4 points.
As your coach would tell you, if they dunked on you, hey, it's only 2 points. Get back
listen.
On the. Listen, don't worry about it. But
what,
you, Jimmy, you know.
I'm
going to
tell you like
up,
this. There's never been a team I've ever played that dunked out on my squad.
Mm-hmm.
Because before that happens, we're either going to raise the level of intensity, we're going to surpass it, and or foul you to death.
Okay.
Putting you on your back.
Yeah, no, we're going to put you on your back because you ain't going to be out here flying on us.
Because you know when you
you're not
going to
be out here flying on us and we watch it like we fans too. Like, dang, that was nice. And then we running back on defense.
Are you trying to get out the
pitcher? No,
Are you running to get out the pitcher or are you trying
no,
to?
That
no,
was
I'm a, no,
that
I
was
never. Yeah,
Jalen never wanted to get dunked on. And, hey, it's okay.
I'm going
to
tell you what
it.
I did.
I ain't getting dunked.
I knew because I could time you. You can't out jump me. So I'm either going to meet you there or I'm going to foul you.
Okay, so you
I'm gonna meet you there.
You're gonna try to get
or,
to it.
Oh, I'm gonna get you.
So you gonna get in the
oh,
picture.
Yeah. See, oh, you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
You know I was in the top 10 as in block shots.
Oh yeah.
In the
no,
Big 10,
I got you. Yeah.
As the only guard. So in block shots in the Big 10, I was in the top 10. Just so y'all know. So I'm gonna go get it.
Right. So wait. So. You gonna get? I'm getting out the pitcher.
I'm gonna meet you there. No, I'm gonna meet you there and or foul you. I'm gonna take some meat home with me. I like white meat, so I'm going all the way to the bone. Maybe a little blood in it, but you know I'm gonna take that.
So you gonna be in the pitcher taking? You gonna take that foul?
Yeah, I'm taking.
I'm gonna
the foul.
Do one thing. I'm gonna foul.
I'm taking a foul all day. I'm gonna block it or take the foul.
Matt, you play basketball. You gonna be in the picture. You gonna take that dunk.
I'm making the career move like my boy Jalen. I'm stepping out of the picture. Like I said,
but there's
Jalen,
a good.
I'm gonna make.
A,
I make it.
There's
look
a way
like
that
effort.
You could do it. Right. There's
right.
a way that
yeah.
you could do it where it looks like you're giving the effort
yes.
and you could slide out the way. Where you can't get hurt, it's perfect. Yeah, it's like a in between. It's a dance. It's a stunt. What it's called? Like you could stunt at him, and you could be like, "Oh, I was getting back to my man." That's your built-in excuse.
Coach, I promise I was getting back.
Yeah.
No,
Coach, I'm on a shooter. I can't just give him a shot.
But yeah. So no, again, I think you know, I'm excited about tonight. I think we're going to see a little high flying out of our Wolverines, and I think you will see them take, you know, whether it's Livers doing that, whether it's Teske, I think you're going to see these guys try and take the heart out of Rutgers from the very start and walk away with that double-digit win. Again,
so
I'm
the X factor is Johns coming off the bench. We need him to score double digits and get us at least 7 to 8 rebounds.
Okay. So people are direct messaging me. A breakaway slam can cause opposing coaches to burn a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
Yes. You want to stop that momentum because it can get out of control.
Points.
Absolutely.
You think it's more than 2 points?
Yeah. It is.
It's just 2 points.
No.
More than 2 points.
Emotionally, it's more.
Coach,
it's exponential.
As a coach, you've got to tell your players it's only 2 points.
Right.
But, again, you've seen it, Jamie. You've
I've
been
seen
in
it
those
work,
gyms.
Though, too. I've seen it work. John Beilein, what, 3 years ago, he went up to East Lansing and told his players it's only worth 2 points. They went up there, and that was when Mo put it behind the back. Old boy slipped on the ground and finger rolled on him. But that being said, they dunked, and it was just 2 points. Right. That's what they said.
Right. Any good coach will tell you that. Juwan right. Howard will tell right. our Michigan players that when correct. Ohio State guys, when the you know, any good coach will say that. But in reality,
right.
we know. I mean, Jimmy, you
it's, of course. Man, when you got to get the crowd
when
into
you guys
it.
Used to throw those oh, down, yeah. and Chrysler would go absolutely crazy.
That's
you're
right.
telling me that it wouldn't build that so much momentum that would carry over to that defensive end that would carry
I remember
you guys
when
to
we played Duke. Our freshman year here, and we started, I think it was, I got an alley-oop from Jalen on the baseline, and that was the loudest I ever heard Chrysler from that day on. Like, I've never heard Chrysler louder.
Yeah.
And that was because of the dunk, and that changed the momentum of the game, and we made a run off of that. So it does. A dunk is like... it's like when you walk into, it's talking for you when you don't have to express yourself.
Yeah.
So you could dunk and you don't even have to scowl or scream or nothing. You could just bang on their heads
tell
and run out of
court. Tell me a kid that don't scowl.
Well, today is
don't
different.
Give mean
nah,
mugs.
Nah, it's different now because everybody flexes. Yeah, everybody flexes and pounds their chest and scowls
yeah,
and all that
you
now.
Started it, man.
I know, and that's why I love it. I love to see it. I love to see the fanfare.
You got to act like you've been there before. These kids
nowadays.
No,
but that is acting like you've been there because, honestly, on the playground, you know, Jay,
yes,
Mo, on the playground, when you come off, you, look, nobody's running back on defense in a playground where they just like, okay, now we're going to crack
right,
land.
Yeah.
We're going to slap
I
the ground. We're playing defense. Nah. After you bang on somebody, everybody running on the court. Yelling and screaming, people who ain't even picked up a ball. You got little kids.
The unofficial
yeah,
timeout. Because
yeah,
everybody got to
be everybody crossing the court. Everybody taking selfies now and laughing and looking and making, you know, commentaries. And so, yeah, it's fun for everybody. It's fanfare. That's the reason why you got to have it. You want the fans to be entertained. And we that didn't, for us, I know everybody, you know, the biggest thing
give you
that
guys
we
a lot of credit for
that we understood is that we were entertainers.
Okay.
We knew, but we played the game. So it wasn't about the entertaining outweighing the actual integrity of the game, but we knew that was a part of it. So when we got the opportunity to do it,
mm-hmm.
that's why we gave it to them.
You give it to the people.
Yeah, you give it to the
then
people.
Then you feed off of them. Same
exactly.
thing with you guys. When you make a big play in football, Jamie, when you would break that big run and the crowd goes crazy, man, you feed off that, don't you?
Yeah, you feed off it, but I'm looking for the 10 other guys to help me out. I'm trying to hug up them, you know,
right.
trying to make
yep.
sure they get – they
and see, that's it right there. You hit it right on the head, Jada. That's exactly what it is. More than anything,
mm-hmm.
you're celebrating with your teammates.
Right.
That's what it is. You're not trying to upstage the opposition. You're really celebrating with your team. You're like, yo, that was a great play. And now you're trying to hype each other up and to the benefit of your team but to the detriment of the other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the optics may look bad, but really that's what it is.
I just still have that vision of Xavier Simpson in the Big Ten tournament going against – I think it was Purdue we played. And he makes a pass, and I think Mo dunks it, and he's flexing down the court with his
oh,
little
yeah.
foot.
Oh, hey, for us guys that can't dunk very often or very easily, we got to flex when the other guys do.
I'm just saying. It was just funny.
Like he just said, he was hyped for his boy.
That's right.
Okay.
And you are.
I get
and,
it.
Because you know how hard it is.
Yeah.
Because like I said, right, if I'm not giving up a dunk, I don't expect anybody else to give me the same thing. So when I go in, I'm going in hard.
Right.
And I expect to get hit or fouled or clothesline back in them days
mm-hmm.
or elbowed or whatever. Knee, scratch, slap, whatever it was. So when you are able to get a bucket that easily or seemingly that easily, you celebrate it. Because now we're on your head. Oh, like y'all giving up dunks like that where we're literally putting it on our – on the back, you know, sitting in the air and resting it on our shoulder, you know, and profiling and styling where we could just sit in the air and now throwing in the hoop.
All of
you see, we worked that hard to get a basket that easy, and we actually got it on you. Yeah, we're going to celebrate.
Ja Morant, he has a dunk this year. He missed a dunk this
oh,
year.
Yeah.
That was incredible. Going against Kevin Love. If he makes that dunk, that's the greatest dunk of the year.
Yeah, that kid is phenomenal.
But he's incredible.
We're going to see a lot of great things out of him in Zion.
And he talks much smack.
He's good. He backs it up.
You know what I like about him? And I like him because, you know, he reminds me of GP. He's a more quiet Gary Payton. Even though his defense ain't there yet.
It ain't there yet.
Yeah, his defense ain't there yet, but hopefully he'll get there.
He'll take smack, though. That's the one thing. We got to go to a break. Again, come on down and see us. Come on down and watch the game with us. It starts at 7. We're here at 204 South Main Street here, downtown Ann Arbor. You going to get a drink or something? You all right?
What?
We got to fix that mouthpiece for you, too. You're all discombobulated. Anyway, you're listening to the M Zone.